You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
Shemai, a chroeso cynnes iawn I chi I gyd. In Welsh, that means hello and welcome, a warm welcome to you all. I'm Jenny Hubbard-Young, and you're tuned to The Celtic Show on WRFG 89.3 FM, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, celebrating the music of Wales today in honour of St David's Day, which was yesterday, Saturday, the 1st of March. So I hope you'll stay with us and enjoy the selection of music that you'll be hearing. And what could be better than five triple harps? That was Rhys Ganol, the middle string, and that's Robin Hugh Bowen, master triple harpist, and four of his fellow harpists from North Wales, playing Moel yr Oeddfa, the summit of Snowdon. And that's from their CD called Unagwide in the Blood, and that's on a label called Tant Records. In the middle, we heard from Welsh supergroup Crustant, playing Polka Cymraeg from a CD on the Sign label called Dundur, The Great Noise. And the set started with Llinos Daniel, who's a singer and harpist and actress from South West Wales, performing a piece on her Celtic harp called Cynghansail Cymru, The Ground of the Welsh, or Welsh Ground. And that's on a CD called Themes and Dreams of Wales from Black Mountain Records. It's 11 minutes past five. You're tuned to The Celtic Show on WRFG 89.3 FM. And I'm Jenny Hubbard-Young, doing a special programme today about the music from my homeland, Wales. The reason for this is that yesterday was St David's Day. St David is the patron saint of Wales, and we mark his day on the 1st of March. And there have been celebrations in Wales, of course, and all around the world where there are Welsh communities gathered. So the next set is in honour of St David's, and we'll start out with some young voices from a Welsh medium school near Cardiff. I hope you'll enjoy this.
Thank you.
And that was music by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins, his Psalm o Dewi Sant, Psalm of St. David, from his musical piece called Adiemus IV, The Eternal Knot, and that's put out by Ohm Town Music. In the middle, we heard from Black Mountain Male Chorus performing Gweddi Dros Gymru, Prayer for Wales, to the tune of Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. And that's from the Black Mountain Male Chorus CD called In Concert on Black Mountain Records. And I'd like to make an aside here that they are the most exciting male voice choir from Wales I have seen in a very long time. I went down to Brunswick to see them, and they had a fabulous reception in a packed out hall. And it was just a pleasure to see them performing. And the set started with Ysgol Gymraeg Penygarth, which is outside Penarth, and Penarth is near Cardiff in South Wales. And that's a comparatively newly composed song, Cenwch y Clachau I Ddewi, Ring Out the Bells for Dewi. Dewi is the Welsh form for David, so Ring Out the Bells for St. David. And the lyrics of that are by Gwenno Dafydd, and the music is by Harwyn Thomas. And I was in touch by email with Gwenno Dafydd asking permission to download and play that. She wrote it after taking part in the big parade that they have each year in Cardiff on St. David's Day, and that version was recorded by the children of the school last autumn. There's also an English language version available, and it basically tells facts about the life of Dewi Sant. Okay, we've got a change of pace now, going to another Celtic land, to Ireland. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy this selection.
Several years ago, a bundle of old letters were found in an attic in Boston. They were written nearly 150 years ago and originated in a small village in the west of Ireland called Kilkelly. This is their story.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolteacher, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, with a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow up healthy and strong. Michael has been in a wee bit of trouble. I suppose he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. But Bridget's so happy you named a child for her, and you know she's got six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind, or when will you be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my sons. I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her oft in your prayers. And it's so good to hear that Michael's returning with money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on to 80. It's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all the money you sent me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and all Bridget's daughters are grown. And thank you for sending your family pictures. They're lovely young women and men. You say that you might even come for a visit. What joy just to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I hadn't a chance to write sooner to tell you that father's passed on. He was living with Bridget. She said he was cheerful and healthy right up to the end. Ah, you should have seen him play with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him just alongside of Mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man when you think that his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called out for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.
And I am lost
remember me. Recuerda me. A comrade strums on a sad guitar. My mind is drifting to where you are. I'm holding you as I used to do. Remember me. Recuerda me. Mi amor. So long ago, so far away. Each night I pray, Valvaro, las chas pasados. I promise you that come what may, those days will stay ever in my memory. In all this world I could never find the love that I had to leave behind. But duty calls, so whatever befalls, remember me, recuerda me, mi amor.
And that was Irish songster Red Hurley playing. We were playing two selections from his latest CD, Raised on Songs and Stories. The first track we heard was The Sad Story of Kilkelly, Ireland, written by a man with a Welsh-sounding name, Peter Jones. The third selection in that set was Remember Me, Recuerda Me, by Phil Cunningham. And they were both on a CD, as I said, called Raised on Songs and Stories, put out by Sony BMG. And Red Hurley is on an extensive tour of North America at the moment, promoting that CD and doing a series of special television programs. And you can catch him on a PBS station here in Atlanta starting at 6 o'clock tonight. So something that you might want to look out for. And in the middle, we heard from Lunasa, Irish supergroup. They're going to be in town next week, and they were playing a tune called The Walrus. It was actually two tunes, The Four Courts and Michael Kenny's Reel, and that's from the Kinnity Sessions on the Compass label. And Lunasa will be playing, let me check my notes here, at Spivey Hall down in Clayton State College and University on the 14th of March. Some performances to look forward to. We're now going to go back to Wales. It is 20 to 6 on Sunday, the 2nd of March. It's the first Sunday in the month, so we should be expecting Kathleen Mainland, our Scottish Celtic friend, to be in at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for the good Welsh music that we have.
gaidion hi a thriddiau tirion o'm fanwy heb ryd wrth yng ngweled i a le mae'r wenoedd ar y dywefus fi'n canau cariad fyddlon pol pa le mae sain dairiau melus fi'n denu nghalon ar y dol
Well, we started that set with a Tumpath band. Tumpath is like an Irish ceilidh, a good time for dancing. And the band is called Allan an Avan, and they were having a rollicking good time with two tunes, Morgan Ratla and The Lacken House. And that's from their CD called Belonging on Steam Pie Records. In the middle, we heard a very pensive Arlog performing their version of the classic Welsh love song Mavanoi, and that's from their CD Arlog No. 6 on the Sign label. And then we heard from Steve Eaves, who is comparatively new to me. He was performing his tune Moy Lucky, and that is apparently a mountain that he lives near in North Wales, and the liner notes of the record speak very movingly about the meaning that this mountain has had at various stages in his life. And that's from a CD called Moy Lucky, also on the Sign label. We're staying with Wales now, and I hope you'll enjoy the next selection.
Oh,
was the mighty voices of the Llanelli male choir performing Land of My Fathers, Hen Lad Van Hadai, which is the Welsh national anthem, and that's from a CD called Land of My Fathers on the Decca label. And before that, we heard from Risga male choir performing We'll Keep a Welcome, and that's from a CD called 20 Great Welsh Choral Favourites on Black Mountain Records label. And while those selections were playing, I took a phone call from a listener who said he was enjoying the music and was quizzing me about what sort of music I play generally, and did I play from Galicia and Brittany, and I was able to assure him that yes, I do. So thank you for calling in and saying how much you enjoy the show, and I hope everybody else out there is also enjoying the Celtic show generally and this selection of Welsh music in honour of St. David's Day.